It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Woo, that was a lot of politics. I don't like to do two. That was 2 hours. Pete, that was 2 hours straight.
Pete, come on. Pete.
And we're going to shift gears. I mean, we started the show with some Second City Dan back at all. Eddie Furman were on. But one of the best live lit stage shows in Chicago is Right Club.
Wait a minute.
What?
One of the best?
That disembodied voice you're hearing is a person.
I got everybody's mic up now.
All right.
Because everybody's got to talk.
All right.
Because Belknap can't keep it quiet until I get done with the intro.
I've given you your edit.
The edit's already happened.
Read it again.
The best live lit stage show in Chicago is Right Club, the show which pits two writers against one each other, arguing lofty thoughts like rise versus fall or fire versus ice. It has been imported to different cities, and we got to talking about what would stop us from importing it to a different medium, say radio. So tonight we bring you the second installment of Right Club Radio here on the download on WGN. Ian Belknap and Lindsay Moscato are back tonight with two writers who will write to the death, and we, Download Nation, will be the judge. 312-981-7200. We actually have tickets to the Flower and Garden show to give away. So if you judge tonight, if you come in with more than a, oh, I like Whit, I like Carly, and give a little bit more, we'll put you into the pool and we'll give away some of these tickets at the end of the show tonight.
But if you give some detailed response, but in that voice, that's bonus points.
You get bonus points. Ian, Lindsay, good to see you guys.
Hey.
Good to see you.
All right, so let's talk about the rules, because we did this one. It was great. We did this last month. It was so much fun. We did do Rise and Fall. And so let's talk about the rules of Right Club Radio.
All right. The rules of Right Club Radio are quite simple. We have two opposing writers, two opposing topics assigned in advance, because to have people floundering on the air would be,
that'd be like
agony
too,
for all of us.
It's too consistent in what I do all day. All
that's
night.
Right. That's right. They got a 2-hour block of that just now. So this will be tightly considered, prepared material, not to exceed 4 minutes.
Okay.
In a live stage show, it's 7 minutes because you have someone to look at. You get a little eye candy up there.
A little laughter, breaks for laughter, for insight, for Oz, things like that.
That's right. The Oz. That's 2 minutes right there.
There's 2 minutes of Oz.
And then you, the listeners, are going to weigh in on who is the victor of this month's prize, the tiny bottle of sparkling wine.
Ooh, real tiny. Lindsay, why good versus evil?
Good versus evil is one of those things where you can argue both sides, really, and that's the kind of topics that we pick. We try to make it so that you could really do anything with that topic, and but you just never know what's going to happen, which is the best part.
You guys you do this every month at the Hideout. You got one coming up here
next
Tuesday.
Tuesday the 5th.
But you did Rise and Fall, right? Did you do Rise and Fall last? How'd it go?
Well, I don't know. I mean, 4 minutes is a totally different kind of thing.
That's right.
It's like 4 minutes is like you're on the top of a roller coaster and you just kind of scream your way down. And then 7 minutes, you kind of have to win people over. I keep time in the live show, and so I have a very very detailed philosophy of time and how time moves is when you're performing, and it's like interesting to see how those differ. Yeah.
All right. Anything else we need to know? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll introduce our writers, and we'll have them get at it. But anything else we need to know?
I think that's all the people need to know, right?
Yeah. We have to find out who goes first. Which
okay,
we'll
do that
back.
Coming back,
well,
and the writers will be Whit Nelson and Carly Oishi. All right. So let's take a break, Pete, and then we'll come back, and we will hear Good versus Evil. It's Right Club Radio on the download on WGN. We got to come up with a theme song for Right Club Radio. It's like Right Club Radio.
Yeah,
like that kind of thing.
Done.
Right? It's like real punky. I'm thinking Right Club
Radio.
Radio. It's a download
like
here
Brewster.
On WGN. Yeah,
punky like is Brewster, y'all.
Ian Belknap and Lindsay Moscato are here. They're the brains behind Right Club, the best live lit show here in Chicago, and we have transformed it to Right Club Radio. It's here in the download once a month, pretty much the week before. You guys do it at the Hideout.
That's right.
It's
so
at the Hideout.
What we're doing
final
for
Tuesday.
You listeners is whetting your appetite for the real show, which takes place at the legendary Hideout this coming Tuesday.
All right. There
yeah,
we
and
go.
We also have a podcast.
And a podcast, Right Club.
That's right.
All right. So tonight we're doing Good versus Evil. Now the idea is we're going to hear from writers in Chicago, one taking on good, one taking on evil, 4 minutes. Tonight, Whit Nelson and Carly Oishi are our readers. Hello, guys.
Good
Thanks
evening.
For being here.
Hello.
All right. So Whit, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are an engineer by day.
Yeah, software engineer. I moved to Chicago to do comedy. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make it in comedy, and you sort of settle into what works, and this sort of works. Live Lit.
It's always a good fallback is Write Club.
Yes.
Always.
You've made it now.
I've always said. Right. Yeah. Carly, how about you? You have your own
We're
show.
Plan B. I do. My show is called Misspoken. It's the last Wednesday of every month at the Gallery Cabaret. Ah. It's Lady Live Lit, or as my co-host calls it, non-white man a lit.
I love that you do that at the Gallery Cabaret of all places, because all I can think about is like stinky old white men that hang out there. Well. But I will say that I've done shows at the Gallery Cabaret, and Mike and Kenny will tell me that, hey, you know, Smashing Pumpkins used to play here. I get that one all the time. Urge Overkill used to play here. I'm like, all right, okay, that was a long time ago.
I wish I had known that. I'm going to start.
They're still top of the charts.
They're top. No, this was early. This is like 1982. You know, Urge Overkill, Billy Corgan when he's 16 doing open mic blues songs. That's pretty much Gallery's got. Anyway, all right, let's get to it. So the way this starts is that we're going to essentially flip a coin, but not. It's the radio, so we're going to do something different. What are we going to do?
Well, as we do in the live show, the only way to determine fairly who shall go first in a Red Club bout is, of course, rock, paper, scissors. And this being the radio, we're going to stick with that.
Okay.
But they're just going to holler out their choice.
Right.
Right?
We've scientifically determined this is the best way to do it.
Right. Yeah. No, that's just basic science. That's, you know.
It is basic.
Right. That's all like right. The periodic table, basically.
How do you want to do? You want to count down?
All right. So as we do in the live show, I will go 1, 2, 3. The blam will be implied.
Right.
Because yours has to be auditory.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're the blam.
You will be the blam.
Be okay. The blam. Be the blam.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Paper. So that means, yeah, paper wins. Oh. Yes, that worked. It worked.
That was amazing.
The choice is yours, Whit Nelson.
I will go second.
Right. Oh, he defers. like the Denver Broncos. I like that. Okay.
He's lot like the Denver
Broncos. A lot like
when they post a photo later on, you'll be like, it's uncanny. All right, so Carly. Luigi, tell the people your topic, please.
Evil,
excellent. And are you ready?
I am.
And is it not a second longer than 4 minutes?
Never.
Okay.
Well, I don't cool, because I'm timing
you. I don't have a death wish.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1, begin.
What if Walter White had stayed a chemistry teacher? What if Anakin Skywalker hadn't gone to the dark side? What if Magneto, Lex Luthor, and the Joker had just gone to therapy? 60 minutes dedicated to an upright citizen maintaining good credit and putting the toilet seat down is not going to be your next Netflix binge. Evil is what makes things interesting. Evil is what makes things good. What is evil? Evil is who we are when we first enter this world, kicking and screaming our way out of our mother's body, unable to show empathy, patience, understanding, compassion, or love. It's why we don't smile for the first few months. Seriously, we lack the ability to show positive emotion. Even when we get older and start to express ourselves, we aren't pre-programmed to let some kid we don't know play with our favorite toy or say please when we want something and thank you when we get it. We are wholly selfish, animal-like, the very base of unmitigated desire. We are human. One might argue that the creation of good is a sign of evolution, a sign of progress, if by progression you mean digression. Good is a cunning way to hide our inner evil selves, to mask the thing we can't fully deny. We are so into being evil that we invented good. You are evil at least once a day. You are, amongst other things, a liar, a cheater, a thief. You are a heathen, lawbreaker, a sinner. What? You want proof? Okay, then. Has your driver's license ever had your actual weight? Have you ever used Google to complete a crossword puzzle and or hooked up with someone from Tinder when you were engaged to someone you met on eHarmony? Do you remember Napster? Have you ever used God's name in vain? Yes, this includes OMG. Do you drive the speed limit, slow down at every yellow light, stop at every stop sign, yield at every yield, use your blinker for every turn, give pedestrians the right of way, pay every parking meter even when you're running into the store on Saturday at 8 a.m., and can you believe they charge for parking on the weekends? Have you ever masturbated? I'm sorry to break it to you, but you are evil. And let's be really, really honest. Evil is your best self. I love super evil you even more. Yes, you, the person who pushed the closed door button on the elevator when you saw someone coming. You who laughed at the person running after the bus instead of alerting the driver. You who wished your competitor a few minutes ago good luck when you were really thinking, I plan on destroying you and wish nothing more than for you to fail. Good you is super boring. Good you quit gluten even though you don't even have a wheat allergy. Good you stopped drinking on weeknights and before 6 p.m. on Sundays. Good you was really good for 24 days every December until you figured out Santa wasn't real. Good you is the person your parents tried to teach you to be, the one they hope you still are, the one who gets on the phone with them once a month to tell them what they want to hear. Eventually, though, good you wakes up and lets evil you, the real you, be you. You drop all of this good nonsense and start living life. You realize you are going to die one day, and while good has its merits, evil is where it's at. In case you aren't convinced yet, in case you're still sitting there waiting to phone in and cast your vote for good, let me tell you about the doers of good you're actually supporting. Donald Trump doesn't want to build a wall between the United States and Mexico, ban Muslims from entering the country, and not raise minimum wage in the name of evil. It's to make America great again. Texas lawmakers aren't trying to shut down abortion clinics because they think abortion is evil. It's for the well-being and health of women. Governor Rick Snyder didn't change Flint's water supply from Lake Huron to Detroit River, giving children lead poisoning for evil reasons. He did it because providing clean, drinkable water to his constituents was fiscally irresponsible. So see, all of you red wine-swilling, chocolate-loving caffeine fiends, evil isn't always what it seems, and good is definitely overrated.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! There you go. Good stuff. Carly Oisi.
All right.
That was great stuff. Okay, so there we go. That's one. Carly's down. She did evil.
All right, so listeners, what you have to do is retain everything that you just heard, every aspect of it, every notion, every turn of concept, and clear your mind entirely.
All right, so palate
do
cleanser.
Do so now.
Ian's a palate cleanser.
Okay.
Now here's a palate cleanser. 312-981-7200. That's the number because we are going to choose who we like better, good versus evil.
Right. But you're not voting now because you haven't heard.
I'm just
clarifying for the people. All right. So, Whit Nelson.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
And is your piece not to exceed 4 minutes?
No, it is not.
All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, begin.
Good evening. My name is Whit Nelson, and I've got good news. It's all about good and evil and right and wrong and all that, and the news is this. It doesn't matter. None of it. Do whatever you want. What's that you say? Do anything? What will become of our fragile society built upon the meek and feckless ghost of morality? Well, here's the good news. You see, quantum mechanics tells us that the universe is uncertain. Its equations can be read to reveal a theory known as the many-worlds theory. This premise, in addition to being a bottomless well for science fiction writers, posits that for every conceivable choice, a universe exists where we make that choice. So let's examine a hypothetical. You're sitting comfortably in the mall, in the food court, like I said, a hypothetical, when some bipedal meat pouch comes food stall window shopping along. The phone in his pocket explodes in a tinny refrain of "Carry on, my wayward son." He shifts his s'mores-flavored culotta into his other hand so he can answer it. And as he withdraws the phone from his pocket, a folded 20 escapes and tumbles to the floor. He does not notice above the noise and confusion. Glancing around, you see no one else could have witnessed it, so you shuffle over to the bill. You reach down and grasp it, and as you unfold the currency, you find it slightly sticky. Sweet and sour from Panda Express, you're pretty sure. A dour Andrew Jackson looks out at you as if to say, "One man with courage makes a majority." Perhaps. At this moment, quantum physics says that you divide like a cell. And not just you, the entire universe cleaves in twain, or thrain, or forn, or however many choices you could conceivably conceive of in this moment. In Universe A, your eyes dart around and you quietly fold and pocket the money. Above Mr. Jackson's muffled objections. The quickest exit in the opposite direction, you dart into a Macy's only to find a criminal chorus of odors. You tell yourself that jerk was probably just going to vote for Trump anyway. And as you cross the parking lot, you stroke your chin and you think, "I bet I look good with a goatee." Now, 6 minutes earlier, in Universe B, You feel the stickiness of the $20 bill, but a grin sweeps across your face. You leap into action and pursue that Weeble around the corner and out into the vestibule. Excuse me, you say. I think you dropped this. You know he dropped it, but adding I think makes you sound more noble, as if you were just asking around. His eyes open very wide as he checks his pockets. Thank you, he says. It's almost a question. You're welcome, you say, providing the answer. You turn and walk away, surely a hero to him and a role model for all people. You are good. You are a good person. But here's the great part. It doesn't matter. If you don't make the good choice, a different you will. And if you do choose the righteous path, your counterpart will not. It's a zero-sum game, no matter what choice you make. Basically, you only need to choose which universe you wish to live in. The good one or the evil one? Where will you be happier? Will you do the good thing, which is hard and honest? Or will you grow that goatee and take the lazy, evil garbage path? Because cosmically, it makes no difference at all.
There we go.
All right.
Hey, there you go.
Outstanding.
All right. That was good. With Nelson, Carly Oishi. All right. 312-981-7200. We want to hear what you think. 312-981-7200. Who wins? Good versus evil. It's Right Club Radio here on the download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio, and we are in the midst of Right Club Radio. The wildly popular live lit show, which you can see every third Tuesday.
Every third Tuesday.
I got it right. That's
right.
At the
Hideout.
At the Hideout at 1354 West Wabanzia. Ian Belknap, Lindsay Moscato, they put it on. They're in studio tonight. We are doing good versus evil. Our readers, Whit Nelson, he did good. Carly Oishi, she did evil. And we have some response. So let's go to the phones, and we'll start with the phones. I got some text too, and we'll do a count. And the winner's going to get this little bottle of champagne that Ian brought from his fridge.
I wouldn't say champagne. I would say sparkling wine.
It's mostly glass. It's mostly just the glass. It's mostly
glass. You know that dimple at the bottom of the bottle?
Yeah.
It's mostly that.
All right. Let's go to Laura. Laura, welcome to Right Club Radio. Which did you prefer, good or evil?
Definitely good.
All right. Why good?
Because I don't want to live in a garbage universe.
There you go. There you go.
That's fair.
That is true. That is true. Thanks, Laura. So Laura does not want to live in a garbage universe.
Hmm.
All right. That's a good takeaway, don't you think?
Right. Whit? Different strokes, I guess, right?
That's what you thought about when you wrote it. You're like, I'm going to really play to the people who have that fear.
That's right. The dark universe where everything's just like a little, it's not as lit as very well, you know?
Right.
You keep bumping
so
into things, and it's just trash everywhere. Because who's picking that up?
Right.
Nobody.
Nobody. I'm trying to think of the appropriate joke.
I
was going to say,
I feel
like
that universe is one story down from where we are right now. Because the glittering palaces of Michigan Avenue are a wonder to behold. And then you go down underneath.
Yeah.
And it's all greasy.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Slick and
Lower Michigan Avenue.
Covered.
Yeah.
Also, it's really hard to get your recycling picked up.
In Chicago or just
in
Lower
in
Michigan?
Chicago. In both. So we're very close to a garbage universe.
Do you wander around with recycling? Is that what happens?
Yeah, I sample. Like, okay, are they going to pick it up if I put it here? What if I do this?
Neighborhood
what
by neighborhood. All 50 wards.
That's right. All right, so the prizes tonight, we're giving away a pair of tickets to Chicago Flower and Garden Show. Also, we got two pizzas to give away for Lou Malnati. So let's do that, too. So just to get people to be voting here, 312-981-7200. All right, so I've got 630 says excellent on both parts, but I'm going to take good by a nose.
By a nose.
Hmm.
And then they said you should do this segment every week.
Oh.
Well, I got to agree
did
with that.
Did they really say that?
They did, yeah.
Was that someone's dad?
Well, my mom might call in now that there's Lou Malnati's pizza, so
nice.
Come on, Mom. I know you're
if
out there.
If it's my dad, that'd be impressive because he died in 86.
Oh. Well, bring it. Way to bring it down. Ian brings it down.
It's called the download.
It's what I do.
There we go.
It's what I do.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Okay, 513 says Carly gets my vote for evil. There you go.
Thank you.
And Lucille was on the line, and she had, it said Lucille evil. So I'm going to give that one to Evil as well. So okay. We've got a 2-2.
All right. So we got a tie ball game, right. You guys.
This is good.
Car.
It's a horse race.
Car, K-A-R, 815, says Evil.
Mm. All right.
So there you go. So Evil's got one there. Let's go.
This might actually be the Garbage Universe.
Right. And then, see, it's in your conception, it's win-win, and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
That's right.
I mean, that's the meanest thing.
847 says Evil all the way.
All right.
Woo. So there you go. So now it's starting to walk into a different direction. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Linda. Linda.
I am Kylie's mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's automatic Malnati's right there.
Are you voting
automatic.
For good? Just tell me. It's okay.
Pardon?
If you're voting for good, it's okay. Witt's a great guy.
No, I'm calling for Evil because you did an excellent job.
There
oh,
it is.
That's so great.
Thanks,
that's
Mom. So great.
Yeah.
Mom, okay, so we're going to keep you on hold. You can get some of that Malnati's.
In an alternate
you were
universe.
Called out. Thanks, Linda.
Carly's great. Mom is not proud of her.
All right.
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 Where she calls him for me.
Right. Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Just rubs it in her face.
Wait, yeah. You got to start texting some relatives, man.
It's yeah. true. If, I would just like to remind people, if I win this, I'm coming home with a tiny bottle of yeah. sparkling wine.
Sparkling right. wine.
So it's party all right. night.
Well,
let's go 15 minutes.
Let's right. go to Ruth. Ruth. All right, Ruth. What do we like? We like, okay, go
I
ahead.
I like Carly.
Carly?
I have to say both of you guys did an awesome job.
Thank you.
But as I actually really listened to them, Carly, your writing was awesome. I have to go for you based on how you wrote. It was wonderful.
There you go.
Thank you.
Ruth, thanks for calling in. Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold.
Witt is a garbage person.
It's true.
Oh, no.
No, I'm so close to growing
If
that
you could see his beard right now,
yeah.
You would call in again to yeah. vote against.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. What we're going to do, let's take a break, get our last break out of the way so we can wrap this up. But right now, Evil is taking it. And Evil is you know.
It's run away.
Taking it to the river, as they say. I don't know if they say that.
Do they say that?
That's, no, you made that
river.
Up.
And follow up.
Take me to the river.
If they God. Do, why?
Yeah, right. Take it to the river. Take it to the dance? No?
Take it to the garbage universe.
Take it to the garbage. They're taking it to the garbage universe. All right, 312-981-7200. What'd you think of good? What'd you think of evil? What's your choice? It's Right Club Radio. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Right Club Radio. Lindsay Moscato and Ian Belknap are here as well as our readers tonight, Witt Nelson and Carly Oishi. Witt did good. I mean, he did really good.
I well, appreciate that.
Well. Carly is pure evil.
In a good way.
In a good way. And we're taking votes. 312-981-7200. If you're in the evil camp, you're pretty far ahead. But that's not to say that we can't even that out there. With just from the fact that you're getting texts from family members.
Yeah, that's
right?
true.
And you just got one that said good.
Yeah, it was lots of good.
Okay, so I'll give you one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. But again, I didn't know if they were saying you did good or I'm voting for good.
Right.
Oh.
So
same diff.
It's all very vague.
Same diff.
No, if this right. was Right Club, this is what we have to figure out because I love this. I love this. This is so much fun. Right Club on stage at the Hideout is you have that sort of Showtime at the Apollo kind of feel where you will go, who
it's
do
a lot
we like? Good.
Showtime
like,
at the
Yay!
Apollo.
Like it's by audience participation, right?
Yeah,
we need to
it's
get
really.
That. We need right. to figure that out.
Yeah.
We were kind of thinking, like, what if you just had everyone cluster around the glass and you, like, had to come downtown?
Like our, yeah, like you did.
And then
you'd,
like, bang on the glass. Oh, so you could do that.
You would yeah. like you would supply that audience, or would just expect
no, like people
you just
need
expect
to, people
Michigan
could come
Avenue
down
tourists?
Here.
I feel like if we did this as a weekly segment,
it would
inside of a month, there'd be people with face paint outside,
yeah,
banging on the glass,
right?
Right. That's not
and
face
dry
paint.
Erase boards.
It's not
lots
face
of
paint.
Dry erase
it's
boards.
Not, it's not face paint. They will. Just if you ask them to, they'll do it.
Just a tent city.
Yeah,
it springs
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
I'm picturing
it's,
dry erase boards where you like write your family
yeah,
vote
right.
on the thing and you hold it up.
Right.
You're so optimistic.
Right?
Yeah, that would be good.
So
yeah.
for the shanty town that'll spring up outside.
When Carly
we'll
when Carly was reading, there was
board.
A guy here when Carly was reading, right? you couldn't see it because you're reading, who was paying close attention. He had a long beard. And when you said Trump, he banged on the glass
yeah.
and he did a thumbs up to Trump.
Oh.
And then he reached into his shirt and he pulled out a fifth of something.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't gin. A fifth. It was a pint.
It was a pint.
Oh, I thought he was just happy about the show.
So that's a good pocket.
I think he heard Trump and then he got into it.
Yeah.
We both had Trump.
Well, yeah, maybe he just likes writing you guys. Say Trump.
All right, let's go back to the...
So wherever you are in the multiverse,
there's a
Trump is there.
Yep. And he's the same.
Here we go.
That's great.
Evil 847 says, evil. That's all we're getting. 773 says, I like the evil lady. Where's my pizza?
Jeez.
Nice.
Nice.
My mom got it.
630 says, thought-provoking, substantive, great job, evil. Come on, Whit.
I think we know which universe we're in. It's pretty clear.
The garbage one?
We're in the garbage
universe. But here's my thing, is that it didn't seem like a walk to the degree that the voters are saying.
No.
Because there were parts of both of your pieces that I deeply identified with, right? I am a bipedal meat pouch.
Yes.
Whose inability to smile thus far has extended about 6,000 months.
That's true.
So I'm with both of you.
Yeah, I really love both of them. And the funny thing is, in the live show, it's usually the person who goes second that's like most fresh in people's minds. I wonder if it's reversed in the radio universe.
Mm.
Speaking of alternate universes.
Well, I'm curious to know, are you all out there in Barca loungers just entirely focused on the sound of our voices?
Yes.
Or are you doing other things?
No, they're doing other things, doing dishes. Maybe they're sanding a canoe in the garage. There's a lot of things they could be doing.
Do you want them to text us and tell us what they're doing?
I'm curious.
It used to be,
so what are
tell
you
us
doing?
Where you're
I
from.
I would like, if
now it's, what are you doing?
If there's more than a handful of you sanding a canoe right now, I would be really interested in
Hey, man. 312-981-7200. Anyone sanding a canoe, let us know. All right, 815 says, good. There was too much Trump in the evil.
All right. Oh. I just had a hint.
I only said Soussance. Trump one time. Right.
Trump.
Yeah, just how you
that's
said
one
it.
too many times.
It's just like it's like fish food. Yeah. You just want a little sprinkling.
A little.
Don't want to go nuts. Yeah. Right?
It's a smell.
312 says evil wins, spelled E-V-U-L. So I'm just thinking that's a typo. That's
really?
I would count that.
It's a typo
really?
Or it's old
U.S.?
English. Yeah. It's a typo or it's old English.
We hear each other on the keyboard.
All right. Making me feel, 815 says, you're making me feel bad. Both were good, but evil wanted me hearing, kept me wanting to hear more, and I was flossing my teeth when I was listening.
Oh.
Okay. There you go. You asked for it. There it is. So, 815 says, evil wins, brushing my horse. See? They're good. They'll give it to you.
All right. Here's what I want now.
I love it.
Any among you who are sanding your teeth.
Sand.
That's what I
want
to know.
That's what you want. All right.
I want the truth.
All right. Let's wrap this up. Right now, I've got good with 6 votes. Okay. And I've got evil with 14.
Run.
Carly Oishi wins with 14
away.
Votes tonight. She is the winner
well
of
done.
The
right
tiny,
Club Radio.
Tiny bottle of sparkling wine.
Thank
it
you.
It is chilled, so
it's
you
chilled?
Can guzzle it right now.
No,
I'm not. I'm not suggesting that.
Carly, how's it feel?
It feels like winning.
It really does.
You did it,
Carly Oishi. You can check out her show, which is the first Wednesday of every month.
Last
Wednesday of every month at the Gallery Cabaret.
Yes.
Also, Whit Nelson, who is a software engineer.
You can hire me if you want.
And you can, if you need some software.
Yeah.
Whit can be hired. Why thanks. Not? Thanks to both of you for reading tonight. Lindsay Moscato, Ian Belknap. Till next month.
We'll be here.
Well, next week, right?
Yeah, next week at the Hideout. You can go see him at the Hideout, and then we will bring... Whenever you guys want to come in, just come in.
We'll just show up.
All right.
Two writers enter, one writer...
Now that we know where to park, just roll in any night.
Yeah, and our podcast just came out yesterday, so you can download that too from our website.
There you go.